Hallelujah. Are we judging what? Are we judging faithful? Part 2. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hallelujah. And what is faith without an assurance? Faith is an assurance, is it true? And I ask you, who gives that assurance? And who has the responsibility of building it? From the above scripture, we see Sarah shows us faith is an assurance, and it comes from God and His word. But it is us who conclude the cycle. Hallelujah. Us who conclude what? That will determine if it will work by our judgment. So the Lord sends His word to you. You receive the word and you determine if the word will work for you, if you believe. And how do you determine if the word will work for you? By judging it. If you believe the word of God is true, then it will work for you. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. There's a performance for them that believe. Performance. If you believe the word of God, there shall be what? A performance. I believe this church will grow and multiply. We shall be cities without walls. Hallelujah. And it shall be performance because I believe. I believe. Sarah needed to come to a conclusion of judgment after waiting for many years for Isaac. Hallelujah. Or the fruit of the womb. And I showed you last week Genesis chapter 17, verse 17. And Abraham said, then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? She was beyond. But Genesis 18:10 says very well, verse 13, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I surely bear a child which I'm old? Verse 40 says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And that time appointed, I will return to thee according to the time of life, and Sarah will have a son. I believe Hebrews 11:11 was given to us to show us what Sarah did after that word came. Hallelujah. When Sarah laughed in her heart, and Abraham said, God said, according to the time of life, she shall bear a son. I believe Hebrews 11:11 tells us that Sarah judged God what? Faithful. Now, how many things has God told you, and how many things have you judged God faithful? How many things God has said, I will perform for you? The same thing happened to Mary when God told him, when the angel told him, you shall conceive a holy child. She judged God faithful. The word of God has been coming continuously, hearing the word of God. And how many scriptures have you judged God faithful on it? The Bible acknowledged in the book of Genesis chapter 18 that Sarah and Abraham were well stricken with age. Hallelujah. They were very old. Trying to tell us there's nothing impossible if you believe in God. No matter your condition. Hallelujah. Those people who have seen this thing, there's something that I've been showing, I think it's an American thing, Pimp My Ride. They take an old car and they pimp it until it is new. Showing that even if it's worn out, God can still fix it. Hallelujah. Amen. Even if time has passed, God can still fix it. There's no delay in faith. There's always recovery in faith. Hallelujah. There's no what? Delay in faith. There's always recovery in faith. Recovery in faith. And I gave you what is to judge. To judge is to form an opinion. Hallelujah. About someone. About God's words. You must create an opinion about who God is. About His word. Hallelujah. Have an opinion. That's what Sarah did. Sarah had an opinion on whatever God said. That's what to judge. And I told you, to be faithful means showing true and constant support. God is faithful. He's always showing true and constant what? That's why His mercies are new every morning. constant support. Constant. True and constant support. Hallelujah. So I told you this month we shall be looking at the birth and the beginning of faith, which we looked at last Sunday. Is it true? Today we shall look at the evidence of faith. Hallelujah. The evidence of what? Now, last week we saw the beginning of faith, and it is what? Jesus. Jesus is the beginning of our what? So without a personal relationship with Jesus, there's no way your faith shall stand and believe and be alive. There's no way. When they ask you, where is your faith? It means, where is Jesus in your life? We saw Jesus is the author and the finisher of what? Of faith. He's that beginning and that end. So even in between, you see Jesus, you see their faith. So if they ask you, where is your faith? They ask you, where is your Jesus? Hallelujah. When they ask you, where is your faith? It means, where is Jesus? And when we saw Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, the resurrection, the redeemer, the provider, and more, we realize the moment we start with Jesus, all these things shall work for us. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be dead in our life. Hallelujah. Everything shall come to life. Hallelujah. Everything you're believing God for shall come to reality. So when you have faith in Jesus, through a personal relationship with him, nothing can die. Hallelujah. Everything will bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Pain will be eliminated. You become fruitful in the name of Jesus. When challenges show their ugly head, you show them Jesus and they turn around. Hallelujah. And Jesus appeared when the storm was raging and the storm came. Hallelujah. I'll show you there. Luke chapter 8, verse 23 to 25. Luke chapter 8, verse 23 to 25. Hallelujah. Moshkete le baragadas ketosi. Maposonto yeka pa. Are we there? If you're there, say amen. 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 Hallelujah. Luke chapter 8, verse 23 to 25. And I read, but as they sailed, he fell what? And they came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and they were in jeopardy. Verse 24, they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased, and there was calm. Look at verse 25. And he said to them, what?
Where is your faith?
Where is your faith? I am with you, and you don't have faith. You don't have faith because you don't know if you are with Jesus. If you know you are with Jesus, you know where your faith belongs to. Hallelujah. And they being afraid wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obeyed him. When Jesus is in your bone, nothing can stop you. Hallelujah. Jesus is the beginning, the author, the finisher of our faith. I believe Jesus knew the storm was coming. That's why he took time to rest. Jesus was assuming that these guys know who they are with in the boat. Because they had seen all signs and wonders. Is it true? All of us, you mind what God has done in our life. But I wonder, how comes we still question? We have heard what God has done, but yet we still question the same word. I believe Jesus knew the storm was coming, and when he was awoken up after calming the storm, he asked them, where is your faith? He knew it was coming, and he took time to rest. Because he's the omnipotent, omniscient God. Is it true? He knows everything. Hallelujah. He expected Peter to stand. The way God expects you to stand with his word. If you are with Jesus, there are some things should not shake you. Hallelujah. Should not shake you. Because if he's with you, it's the beginning of your faith. Why are you worried? Why do you think it cannot happen? When you are with Jesus, you can't go under. Hallelujah. You can't die in the name of Jesus Christ. You can't lack peace. Hallelujah. You can't suffer pain or torment. You can't. This Peter forgot. Peter and the disciples forgot. That's why he asked him, where is your faith? Ask your neighbor, where is your faith? Hallelujah. If you know you are really born again, you are truly born again, Then you became part and co-heirs with Christ Jesus. Is it true? Seated above principalities and powers. Is it true? Having dominion and principalities. Over principalities and powers. Why are you worried then? Why are you shaken? That's what the Bible tells you. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about his what? We are with Jesus. The provision will come. He said, compare the birds of the air. Do they pray for food? Who has woken up in the morning and found a bird praying for food? Rabba Yakato, we command food in the name of Jesus. He said, how much more you? He said, compare the lilies in the valley, the well-dressed and Solomon. How much more you? Why you don't have it? Because you don't have faith. You don't know who you carry. You don't know who you accepted as your Lord and personal Savior. If you knew, you wouldn't be shaken about some things. Hallelujah. Faith starts with Jesus. Is Jesus in your boat? Or in your heart? Is Jesus in your heart? I'm connoting boat with heart. Is Jesus in your boat? If not, you must be born again. And the moment he is in your boat, things will turn around in the name of Jesus Christ. So why must you be born again? Why? You know, most of us, we don't understand why. Why must you be born again? John chapter 3, verse 3. John chapter 3, verse 3. He says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You can't see it. Until you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Then verse 7 says, marvel not, I said unto thee, ye must be born. So it is a command from Jesus. And in the kingdom of God, there is, remember, Romans 14 verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy. If you want to see righteousness, if you want to see peace, if you want to have joy, you must be born again. You can't see that unless you be born again. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The peace you lack is because the Christ is absent in your boat. You cannot see the kingdom of God if you're not born again. So if you get born again, you see righteousness. You see peace. You see joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There is no downtime when you're born again. Hallelujah. There's only uptime. Hallelujah. All of us who have done, we know about technology when it comes to internet. You say there's a downtime. Is it true? Because there's too much of a buffering. But if there's no buffering, you say there's an up, the internet is good. What do you call it? We say it has an uptime also. Huh? So how do you get born again? Romans 10, 9 to 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 to 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I verse 10, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth of confession is made. So you must say it, you must believe. Hallelujah. You must say it and what? So if you're not born again and you need to dedicate your life to Jesus, you better do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So every head bow, wherever you are, if you need to dedicate your life to Christ, you don't need to lift up your hand. Just every head bow. Just say for me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Today, I confess my sins and I ask for a fresh start. Renew me. Restore me. Transform my life. I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. Just say it. Believe it. Then faith will start from there. The enemy will see Christ with you. Hallelujah. And you will be afraid. Challenges will come, they see you with Christ, they'll be afraid. Because greater is he that is in you than that is in the world. Hallelujah. Anything you see in the world comforting you, the man in you is bigger than those things. Hallelujah. Every form of poverty within is turned to riches. Anything of distress, God turns into peace. Hallelujah. Greater, greater. So what is an evidence? Evidence is something that shows that something else exists. Hallelujah. Evidence is something that shows that something has what? We are looking at the evidence of faith. And I'm saying evidence is something that which shows that something else what? Exists. Or it is a true or a visible sign of something. A true or visible sign of something. Hallelujah. Or it is a material that is presented to a court of law. It is a material that is presented to a court of law to help find the truth about something. Hallelujah. So what evidence do we have that faith in God works? What evidence do we have that faith in God what?
Works.
Hallelujah. Number one, say, my salvation.
My salvation.
Salvation is an evidence that our faith in God works. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Hallelujah. Are we there? Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. It says, for you are all the children of God by faith. By what?
Faith.
In Christ Jesus. Your salvation is an evidence. It's an evidence, myself, of faith. I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord because I have faith. I received it. I pray. I'm committed in his works. I am always in church because I have faith that Jesus Christ is Lord. So the first evidence you have, for the first evidence of faith is your salvation. Is your what?
Salvation.
If you say you're a Christian, you're praying, your salvation is the first evidence of faith. Number two evidence of faith is what we have accessed and we are standing on by the grace, by grace through faith. Is what we have done what? And standing on by grace through faith. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith. You have access to prosperity. You have access to life. When you are praying today, yesterday night you are going to bed, you knew you wake up in the morning. Is it true? That is faith. It gave you access. Faith gave you what? Access. What you possess is a proof, is an evidence that faith works. Access. By faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory. I believe all of us have received personal testimonies. Is it true? That's already access through faith. What did you pray for and God answered? All of us have received testimonies. It's an evidence. It's an evidence of faith. Look at your life. Look 1 year ago where you were and look at where you are now. Look 1 year ago what you knew and what you know now. Is it an evidence? Is it true? By faith you accessed. You access a relationship. You access a particular church. Hallelujah. By faith, you access whatever you have. By faith, you started a business and it multiplied. Your access is an evidence that faith is alive. Hallelujah. Number three, by what we have been told. By what we have what? Psalms chapter 105, a blessed scripture. From verse 1 to 45. The psalmist takes time to tell us the power of God. We are children of Abraham. What God did to them. What God did with Moses. How he crossed them over. How he delivered them. How he set them free from the claws of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. If you read the whole verse from verse 1 to 45. We have been told. All of us know the story. Is it true? And God sent plagues to set them free. Meaning that God will fight for you this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is a trouble, any Egyptian that is looking for you, God will fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. All of us shall be set free. That addiction, that embargo shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. What we have been told. What have you been told that God can do? What have you been told? Number four, evidence of faith is what we have read, what we have done, what? And this one I want us to read together. Hebrews chapter 11. If you are there, say amen. Hebrews chapter 11. I start from verse 1 to 11. And I want us, all of us, to read. Hallelujah. To read. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good word. Verse 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things we have seen were not made of things which do appear. Access to the word through faith. We access the word through what? You can access that job by faith. You can access your healing by faith. You can access your deliverance by faith. You can access your promotion by
faith.
By faith we get access. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 4. By faith Abel unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness of the righteousness of God, testifying of his gifts, and by he being dead, he yet speaketh. Verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6. But it is possible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared in an ark of saving for his house, by that which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called, go out into the place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He went out, not knowing whether he went. Are you seeing that? Abraham went without knowing where he was going. By faith, access. New territories are only gotten by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God says move, you move. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You don't think you move. He got access to the territory. God has been putting in your heart something to do, but if you lack faith, you can never do it. I told you when the ministry started. Hallelujah. By faith, I moved out. 1 hour in, was waiting, believing God. By faith. But verse 9. By faith he sojourned in the land of the promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in the tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him the same promise. Verse 10, for he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 9, 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive, and was delivered of a child, which is past age, because he judged him faithful. By faith! By faith! The evidence of faith is what you have read. Have you read? Sarah receives strength. Hallelujah. Enoch disappeared. Abraham had territories. Abel gave a godly sacrifice. Hallelujah. The elders received a good report by faith. You have read it. Do you need a good report?
Yes.
You need to have faith. Do you need two new territories?
Yes.
You need to have faith. By faith, that's evidence that faith works. What else do you want man to tell you? Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? Having Jesus in your life, things will be transformed, things will change. By faith, Jesus will give you access to things that you never accessed to. Let us look for verse 13. You can read all through up to verse 14. Verse 40. Let me start from this one. From verse 31. Are we there? Verse 31. Hallelujah. By faith, the hallowed house perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with what? Rahab was a harlot. Why did the Bible mention the word harlot? To us, to emphasize that any, no matter your state, if you believe God, you are set free. No matter your background, if you believe God, you are set what?
Free.
Rahab was saved by faith. Your past does not qualify what will happen to you. It's your faith in Jesus. Rahab qualified. And she received the spies with peace. Verse 32. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, and also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith did what? Wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stop them. Any promise you want to obtain, it comes through. That's an evidence. If I believe the word of God, whatsoever thing I desire, if I pray and I believe, I shall have it. By faith. By what? They stop the mouths of lions, hallelujah. Quench the violence of fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received the dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better word. Resurrection. They had faith that they died for Jesus. I'm not accepting anything for Jesus on the way. By faith. Even your work to maintain is by faith. How do I maintain the evidence of faith in me? How do I maintain the evidence of faith in me? How do I maintain the evidence of faith in me? Number one, work out your own salvation. Tell your neighbor, work out your own salvation. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and what? You only maintain your faith if you work it out. Your salvation will come. Work out your relationship with Jesus. You can't be a Christian today and tomorrow you'll do something else. I do agree we have a past. I do agree we are getting delivered, but it should not be a reason for us to continue saying it's my weakness. He said, whoever the Son sets free is free what?
Free.
Now listen to me. If you are in a prison and the prison guard tells you you are free, he opens the door. Will the prison guard remove you from the cell inside? You need to take personal responsibility to get out of the cell. Jesus has unlocked those chains. Has dropped that cell. He has opened the gates. Is it true? You need now to take personal responsibility to get out of that issue. Are you struggling for masturbation? Secular music? Take personal responsibility. Hallelujah. And there's no weakness in a Christian. We move from cell to cell. Christians are stronger. The path of a just man, Proverbs 4:18. Brighter and what? Hallelujah. We can't have weaknesses. If you are saying Jesus and you are fighting alcohol, the purpose in your side, you will not be in a bar. You won't spend time with people who are drinking. Or you won't be in a gathering. That is not purposing working out. Because even if Jesus set you free and you are still hanging around there, you will do the same thing. Is it true? Yeah. So whoever the Son sets free is free what? But take the freedom. Freedom is taken. It's not given. Take your freedom. Work out your own salvation. You know what that sin that basically begets you, that makes you struggle. Purpose in your heart. When you do that, that's when you can have the evidence of faith. Hallelujah. Number two, but the Holy Ghost will remind you. The Holy Ghost what? The Holy Ghost will remind you of these evidences. You must be Holy Ghost filled. That's why you shall tarry in Jerusalem until you endure with what? Power. You can't be a witness of Christ Jesus if you have not been witnessed by the Holy Ghost yourself. John chapter 16 verse 13. How be it, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost. Say the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will remind you of these evidences. That's why you need to be filled, baptized. When you're about to do something, the Holy Ghost will remind you. He will tell you, no. Not that way. This way. The Holy Ghost will warn you. Number three, through soul winning and soul invitation. Through what?
Soul winning and soul invitation.
The easiest way to come out of something is to be an ambassador of it. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 24. Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 24. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, verse 17, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now what? Ready. Verse 18, and they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go to see it. I pray thee have me excused. Verse 19. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. Verse 20. And another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Verse 21. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, go out quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring either the poor and the maiden, the halt and the blind. And the servant said unto the Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto his servant, go out in the highways, the edges, compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of these men which are bidden shall taste of my supper. When you go out with souls, you have the evidence of faith. Hallelujah. You are always reminded of that evidence that God can heal. Hallelujah. You win souls. Invite someone. When you do that, you remind yourself that no matter what I'm going through, this person I'm telling about Jesus, the same Jesus can set me free. When you tell them Jesus can heal you, you will believe about your healing. When you tell them about Jesus can make you prosper, you will believe about your prosperity. That's why soul winning and soul invitation is key for growth of a son, for a Christian. If you don't tell people about Christ, the Christ in you cannot increase. Hallelujah. Go out win souls. Number four, by joining a service unit. Hallelujah. Colossians 3:16. Lord, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual what? Songs. Singing with grace. When you're in a service unit, people remind of each other by songs, by hymns, spiritual songs. You can't be a lone ranger Christian that you come and go. Who will remind you about the evidence of God? Who will remind you about the evidence of faith? Who will remind you that someone prayed for the sick and he was healed? Who will remind you that someone believed God for prosperity and he received it? Who will remind you that God set them free from all manner of addiction? Who will remind you that God sets people free? That's why you need to be in a service unit. Hallelujah. Number five, being in church consistently. Being in what? Why do you need to be in church? Psalms 84 verse 7. They go from strength. Every one of them in Zion appearing before God. God is in the multitudes of his saints. Hallelujah. Even the book of Matthew 18 says, when two or three gather in my name, he's there. Is it true? In every gathering of Christians, Christ is there. You must gather in the assembly of God. Consistently, when you're in church, you are reminded that God, you are told about the evidence of faith. Hallelujah. You are told about the evidence of faith. You hear people's testimonies. Even you can interact with the people who share the testimonies. Is it true? It reminds you. And number six, believe in the ministry of men of God. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 14, verse 31. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Hallelujah. to the ministry of the man of God. A man of God will remind you about the place of faith. Hallelujah. You will pray together and you shall see the testimony and you shall believe more. You can't ignore. Even if you have a water source, you need a transit point to transport the water. Is it true? Hallelujah. All of us have access to God, but God sometimes uses men to be a minister to them. That's why he appointed some as pastors. He appointed, God appointed. So you cannot neglect the ministry of men of God. As much all of us are sons and daughters of the ministry. Hallelujah. It's a responsibility conferred. Here, Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. Hosea 12, 13. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of what? Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. By a prophet. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed his secrets unto his servants the prophets. The true men of God receive the secrets of God. Hallelujah. The revealed secret of God. That's how we maintain the evidence of faith. Number one, what do you do? Number two? Number three? Number four? Number five? And number six? Hallelujah. Let us be on a first prayer. Father, build the evidence of faith in me in the name of Jesus Christ. Help me work out my own salvation. Lord, fill me. Give me a fresh start in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all God, let the Holy Ghost remind me, Lord. Lord, I come before you. I need a fresh start, Lord. Lord, remind me of your faithfulness, Lord. Give me diligence to study your word. Give me diligence to be present in your church. Give me diligence, Lord. I know you did it, and you will do it for me. I know you did it, and you will do it for me. Every situation in my life is encountering a turnaround from today in the name of Jesus. Are you praying? Pray.